Listen to this recording wherever you are before continuing. We'll let you know when it's time to move forward. Welcome to the Sensory Forest. This is a multi-sensory art installation. This means that you will find audio elements like what you are listening to, and there are also elements that you can smell, other things that are explored with touch, some with sight, and even others that you can eat. If you have any food allergy or intolerance, allergy to a plant, or anything else we need to know, pause this recording and contact us before continuing. Marta Tafaya says that experiencing an environment requires that bodily sensation of being inside, of being surrounded, receiving information through all the senses, and participating in what happens. This immersive installation can therefore be explored with all five senses, but it is not necessary to do so with all of them. The sensory forest can be experienced in ways as diverse as the people who visit it. If you use all five senses, we recommend that you venture to blindfold yourself with a mask that we will provide you in order to maximize the experience. You can ask our companion, who will receive you at the entrance of the forest. We ask that you please keep quiet during the time you spend in the forest. If you need help at any time, you can pause the recording and raise your hand or let us know. One of our colleagues will always be there to help you. Now, it's time to move forward. Continue along the corridor and wait at the entrance of the exhibition until our partner welcomes you. They will offer you a forest bonbon and a mask. Pause the recording and go to the forest. It is an odd dichotomy we have set for ourselves between loving people and loving land. We know that loving a person has agency and power. We know it can change everything. Yet we act as if loving the land is an internal affair that has no energy outside the confines of our head and our heart. To advance through the forest, take the wall on the right as a reference. If you can, extend your right arm. Tap it gently. Continue progressing very slowly, always checking what is in front of you. Don't be surprised if you run into a few cloth raindrops, friendly bees, or cardboard birds as you walk. There are a few hanging from the ceiling. Very soon, you will find a shelf-like structure in front of you. It is covered with a dry climber plant called clematis, boxwood leaves, and lavender flowers. Stand in front of it. It is the main component of this forest. There are many elements at different heights. Explore as many as you want, taking your time. If you're lucky, you'll find insects, a snake, lots of mushrooms, butterflies, bees, pigeons, dragonflies, and other mysterious animals. There is even a small meadow with a gnome and his mushroom. Maybe it was the smell of ripe tomatoes, or the oriole singing, or that certain slant of light on a yellow afternoon, and the beans hanging thick around me. It just came to me, in a wash of happiness that made me laugh out loud, startling the chickadees who were picking at the sunflowers, raining black and white holes on the ground. I knew it with a certainty as warm and clear as the September sunshine. The land loves us back. She loves us with beans and tomatoes, with roasting ears and blackberries and bird songs. by a shower of gifts and a heavy rain of lessons. She provides for us and teaches us to provide for ourselves. If you want to stay in this space for a while, pause the recording and start it again whenever you're ready. Now, you can continue moving forward, keeping the wall at your right. If you feel a bit lower, you will find a large chest that acts as a table. Explore it. If you want, when you find the jars on the table, open them one by one. Bring the lids closer to your nose and smell them. Before taking the next one, cover the previous one again so we don't make a mess. Do you notice the smells of forest and mushrooms? When you are ready, keep moving forward. When you reach the corner, you'll find a tall, thin tree made of wire. Step under it if you want to. You will be surrounded by raindrops, bees, insects, and birds. Listen, smell, and observe your surroundings. Red cedar grows more slowly than the other species, who quickly overtop it and steal the sun. Especially after a fire or logging, it is almost entirely outcompeted by species better adapted to the dry, open conditions. If red cedars do survive, despite being the most shade tolerant of all the western species, they do not flourish, but rather bide their time, waiting for a windthrow or a death to punch a hole in the shade. Given the opportunity, they climb that transient shaft of sunlight, step by step, making their way to the canopy. But most never do. Now, if you want, take off the blindfold and sit down on the bench. Rest for a moment and watch. Is the forest how you had imagined it? If you want, you can pause the recording and restart it when you want to continue listening. There is no rush. In this display case, there are some pieces loaned to us by the Mushroom Art Museum. Thanks to Gemma and Josefina, you can enjoy these incredible pieces. Pay attention to the details. When Josefina makes them, she is almost always inspired by freshly picked mushrooms. The Mushroom Art Museum is located in Montmajor, Bargada. It is the only museum of its kind and has over 500 ceramic mushroom figures. If you want to visit, you can call or send an email to arrange it, as reservations are required. You can find more information in the showcase brochures. Let's continue. This is a brand new painting by artist Anthony Weber, the same artist who painted the trees of this forest. Instructions for the painting. Start in the top left corner. The journey will end in the opposite corner. With your finger, follow the thread and the text in Braille. They will guide you on this journey. Along the way, you'll find a glass jar. When you find it, open the cap and smell the contents. Let's begin. Now, we've reached the end. We hope you have enjoyed this experience and the short journey with us. You can finish exploring the forest freely. If you'd like, downstairs you can find a complimentary exhibition that will explain the entire process of creating the sensory forest. See you soon.